Football's almost over. Queensland lost the state of origin and we're still licking our wounds. Winter is just about gone too. And you know what that means? We can look forward to a long hot summer of cricket. And there's no better place to start than locally. So we welcome Nick Haffenden, coordinator at the Caboolture Cricket Club, to the mic. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Debbie, and good morning, listeners. Thank you for having me on.
It's lovely to have you. Nick, draw us a mental picture and tell us a little bit about the Caboolture Cricket Club.
The Caboolture Sports Cricket Club is about to start its 101st season. The club is a part of the Sunshine Coast Cricket Association. In last season, we had at least one team in every division on the Sunshine Coast. We also had some success on the field last season with our first and third grade men, Tier 1 and Tier 2 women, as well as our under-17s and 15A teams making semi-finals and grand finals, with our Tier 1 ladies winning the premiership, Brianna Coffin, player of the team, winning a well-deserved player of the final, and I will add she is only 15. The club has some more individual success last season, with a number of juniors making representative and development teams on the Sunshine Coast. On top of all the success, former Queensland Bull and now Caboolture first grade Bain all-rounder, Glenn Batichotto won the prestigious Ashley Nofke medal last year at the SCCA Awards night. But the highlight of the season was the club being awarded the Men's Spirit of Cricket for the first time. In saying all this, off the field we try our best to make our home grounds a safe, inclusive and friendly environment for all to enjoy. At the Snakes, we have always been able to adapt to the different formats of the game and been successful in all three formats, which are two-day, one-day and T20 cricket. This is made easy due to our awesome facilities like our indoor training centre, which has three bowling and two bowling machine nets, which is also air-conditioned for those balmy summer nights, which is great because it allows us all to train, rain, hail and shine. With the training sessions being watched over by former Queensland Bulls coach Terry Oliver, we also have five brand new outdoor nets and Oval's most golf courses would be jealous of.
Wow. Now you've just mentioned T20 cricket. Now while a lot of people know what it is, just explain to the rest of us what T20 is and how it differs from the traditional form.
T20 cricket is a shorter format of the game. Both teams have 20 overs each to bat, with bowlers having a maximum of 4 overs each to bowl. The format has changed how cricket is played, with a lot of batsmen now having the ability to play shots 360 degrees, as well as hitting the ball harder and further than ever. Bowlers are having to learn variety and change up deliveries instead of your more traditional line and length approach, and well, some of the catches and runouts are just out of this world. The Snakes junior Nathan McSweeney plays for the Brisbane Heat and is a very talented batsman and incredible fielder. He's certainly one to watch this year in the Big Bash.
This is great stuff, Dick. Just a quick song break and we'll be back with more questions for you. So we're back with Nick Haffenden, coordinator at the Caboolture Cricket Club, and he's talking about what's going on with the cricket club for the next season. Nick, the season kicks off on the first weekend of October, but before then, Caboolture Cricket Club has a pretty big day coming up. What's happening?
Well, we have our open and sign-on day this Sunday, the 11th of August, between 9 a.m. and 12 p.m. at our clubhouse on Grant Road. Then we are hosting four first grade T20 games on the 14th of September at our fields on Grant Road, two games at 9 a.m. and two games at 1 p.m. These will feature teams from Caboolture, Glasshouse, Coolum and Nambour. It'll be a family-friendly day down at the Snake Pit with raffles, sausage sizzles and plenty of sixes being hit as well as wickets falling. We hope to generate a good-sized crowd and kick the season off with two wins.
Okay, that's a big day and with all that happening, it sounds like you will get a big crowd there. Just give us the details again.
Sign-on is this Sunday, the 11th of August, and the T20s is Saturday, the 14th of September, pretty much all day with two games at 9 a.m. and two games at 1 p.m. at Grant Road Oval, Caboolture.
Nick Haffenden, coordinator at the Caboolture Cricket Club, thank you for joining us and keeping our community connected. And don't forget, if you've missed any interviews or would like to listen to them again, jump onto the 101.5 FM website and click on podcasts.